In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Kulisama tutoy bindi niya. Today is a great day. Today is a great day in which our Lord Jesus Christ entered Jerusalem as a king. But indeed he was a different kind of king, not as the kings of the world. He didn't enter riding a horse as the kings of this world. He didn't enter with swords. Didn't invade the nations with swords, but he invaded the hearts through his love. He is the king of love and the king of peace. And indeed he came in order to establish a different kingdom, a spiritual kingdom, a kingdom of love and a kingdom of peace. A kingdom which he announced that my kingdom is not of this world. And as we all know, the people of Israel, God was their king. God was the king of the people of Israel. They were holy nation. They were a kingdom of priests, a royal priesthood. They were his own special people. They have the prophets. They had the priesthoods. They had the commandments. But unfortunately, they rejected God and asked Samuel, the prophet, and said to him, give us a king to judge us. And Samuel was very upset, but God told him, they did not reject you, but in fact they rejected me, that I should not reign over them. And they started to choose a king for them. And we can have a very quick look about the kings. The first one was Saul. And he was proud. And he was rejected from God, to the extent that God said, I greatly regret that I have set up Saul as a king. And so God rejected him. And then came David, the first or the most famous king. The most famous to the extent that today the children of Israel cried, blessed is the kingdom of our father David. Blessed is the kingdom of David our father. Mubarakatun mamlakat abina Daud. He was very famous king. He was a great king. But unfortunately, he committed very bad sins. He committed adultery and made conspiracy against Uriah and killed him, to the extent that God said to him, I have anointed you a king over Israel.
Why have you despised? Why have you despised my commandments? Why have you despised me and not follow my commandments? To do this evil, David himself confessed and said, against you, only you, I sinned and done this evil. لك وحدك أخطأت والشر قدامك صنعت. This is David. What about Solomon, the most wise king? He got the wisdom from God. And we hear about that this great king, his wives turned his heart after other gods, and he was not loyal to God, his Lord. Saul was rejected. David committed sins. Solomon turned away. All them, I give you just examples, but really, actually, all them have turned aside. None does good. No, not one. الجميع زاغوا وفسدوا وأعوزهم مد الله. Now humanity was waiting for the real king, the perfect king, a king which must be different from all those kings. Today our Lord Jesus Christ, today Jerusalem had been rejoiced and the prophecy had been fulfilled. Rejoice greatly, the daughter of Zion. Shout, the daughter of Jerusalem. For your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation and lowly, riding on a donkey. Today our Lord Jesus Christ entered Jerusalem as a king. But he was a different king. Not as the kings of this world. He entered. It is amazing to know that our king today entered Jerusalem through the sheep gate. دخل من باب الضأن. This sheep gate is the gate through which the sheep prepared to be slaughtered in the temple. He is a king which is different completely from David, from Solomon, from other kings, from all the kings of the world. He came to reign. He came by love. He came by peace. He came in order to establish a different spiritual kingdom. This is a great day. A king which has to give his life for his people. A king which is to be slaughtered for his people. A king which reign over all through love and peace. A king who committed no single sin. No one of the Jews could convict him of sin. A king who is a holy, a king who is harmless, A king who is undefiled. A king who separates from the sinners. This is our king. Not only this, but it is written for him that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of the Lords. And it is amazing to know that our King who entered this day Jerusalem riding a donkey, John the theologian saw him in the book of Revelation riding a white horse. Because he is the only one who conquered death. All the kings, all the people, for fear of death, were subject to bondage. No one, no king could conquer this except our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the real king. He is only the real king. He is only the perfect king. That's why when John the theologian saw him riding a white horse, and he was close on a rope, and this rope was dipped in blood, and on his robe and on his side it is written King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This is our king. This is the king or the ruler of the kings of the earth, Ra'is Miluk al-Ard. He is the one written for him in the book of Daniel that he was given dominion, glory and kingdom. He was given dominion, glory and kingdom, that all people, all nations, all language shall serve him. We did not hear about anything that he could reign all over the world and his kingdom had not been destroyed. All the kings, all the empires, their kings had been destroyed and they were subject to death. Except this amazing and unique king, the spiritual king, the real king, the perfect king, his kingdom is one who has no end. And all of us remember why the archangel Gabriel was announcing Our Lady Saint Mary. He said to her, he will reign over the house of Jacob, and to his kingdom there will be no end. This is the real king who conquered this, who is holy, who is undefiled, who is harmless, and no one could convict him of a sin. Today, he entered Jerusalem and he entered to the temple in order to clean his temple, to purify his temple. Because it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer. My house. He said, my house. But after they rejected him, he said, it is no more my house. It is your house. Your house will be left to you desolate. هو ده بيتكم يترك لكم خرابا.
this king, after he rejected his temple, he had chosen other temple. What is this temple? It is you. It is every one of you. Don't you know that you are the temple of God? And the Spirit, the Holy Spirit dwells in you? Indeed, these kings want to come to his temple today, want to come to you, want to clean his temple, which is you, want to clean it from all guile, all evil, all hypocrisy. Shall you allow him? Shall you subject him or subject yourself to him? This is a very important question. He wants to reign over the hearts through love. Indeed, my beloved, حيا النهاردة يوم عظيم ويوم مجيد استعلنت فيه ملوكية المسيح وملك المسيح. وزي ما قلنا دلوقتي واستعرضنا شعب إسرائيل على مدى تاريخه كله، البشرية عمالة تنتظر ملك، ملك حقيقي، مش ملك يموت، مش ملك يخطئ، مش ملك يرفض. شاول الملك اترفض، وربنا قال ندمت ان انا عملت شاول. وداود الملك عمل خطايا كانت فيها بشاعة وكان فيها مؤامرة دنيئة، وسليمان الحكيم أمالت النساء قلبه، دي عينة من الملوك، من الملوك اللي هم عليهم العين، داود وسليمان وأول ملك في إسرائيل، والباقي اقفل الباب واكتب الجميع زاغوا وفسدوا وأعوزهم مجد الله. وكانت البشرية في انتظار ملك حقيقي. الملك ده جه النهاردة، جه النهاردة أورشليم، جه عشان يملك بالحب، جه علشان يدخل كل قلب. الملك ده هو الملك الحقيقي، نمرة واحد، عشان هو ملك قدوس محدش قدر يمسك عليه خطية، قدوس بلا شر، انفصل عن الخطاة وصار أعلى من السماوات، ملك بلا خطية. اتحدى اليهود وقال لهم من منكم يبكتني على خطية؟ وملك باذل، مش ملك جاي يستولى على رعيته، ده ملك جاي يموت عن رعيته. والعجيب انه يدخل من باب الضأ، الباب اللي كان مهيأ ومعد لدخول الذبائح، وكأنه بيعلن نفسه مقدما انه هو الذبيحة، كشاة تساق الى الذبح. ايه الملك العجيب دوت؟ ايه الملك الفريد دوت؟ ايه الملك المتوج بالحب وبالسلام وبالتواضع وبالوداعة؟ عشان كده احبائي، هذا الملك اتكتب عنه في سفر الرؤيا اصحاح واحد، رئيس ملوك الارض، ده مش ملك عادي. واتكتب عنه في سفر الرؤيا اصحاح 19 انه له صوت مغموس في الدم، اشارة الى الفداء اللي عمله، وعلى صوبه وعلى فخذه مكتوب ملك الملوك ورب الارباب. الملك دوت لما جه الهيكل ينظفه، وبعد كده رفض الهيكل دوت. في الاول قال لهم بيتي بيت الصلاة يدعى، ولما لقاهم معاندين قال لهم ما بقاش بيتي، ده بيتكم انتم، هو ده بيتكم يترك لكم خرابا. النهاردة المسيح هيجي علشان يدخل الهيكل بتاعه. اوعى تفتكروا ان الهيكل بتاعه هو دوت الهيكل اللي احنا بنتكلم عنه اللي احنا بنقدس فيه بس. الهيكل بتاعه هو انتم، انتم هيكل الله. المسيح عايز يجي ويدخل وينظف. هل تدي له فرصة؟ عايز يشيل اي غش واي تزييف واي كراهية واي حقد واي خطية، عايز يشيل وينظف. تدي له فرصة النهاردة انه يدخل الهيكل بتاعه وينظف القلب وينظف الهيكل بتاعه؟ ياريت. بس في حاجة عجيبة عملها المسيح النهاردة. الملك العجيب دوت في يوم دخول أورشليم يقول كده الكتاب، نظر إلى المدينة وبكى عليها. المسيح النهاردة بكى يا جماعة. احنا عمالين شايلين الزعف وبنعمل احتفال وبنهتف، ويمكن مش واخدين بالنا ان المسيح النهاردة بكى. يقول نظر الى المدينة وبكى عليها. ما كانش بيبكي على الحيطان، لكن كان بيبكي على النفوس الغالية. المسيح النهاردة بيبكي على كل نفس بتضيع، وكل نفس لا تعرف زمان افتقادها، وكل نفس أصابها اليأس والإحباط. المسيح النهاردة بنشوفه ملك باكي. وأنا عايز أقترح عليكم اقتراح، الاقتراح اللي هقوله ببساطة اقتراح عجيب، مش عارف يعني هيبقى جائز ولا مش جائز. يعني دايما بيتقال على ربنا أنه بيمسح الدموع. حتى في سفر الرؤيا يقول لك إيه؟ يقول لك والموت لا يكون فيما بعد، ولا يكون وجع ولا ألم ولا صراخ، بل يمسح الله كل دمع من عيونهم. يعني ربنا بيمسح الدموع. أنا نفسي النهاردة إنجاز هذا الكلام، إن إحنا نمسح دموع. دموع ننزلها النهاردة ديت على كل نفس. إيه رأيكم نحاول نمسح دموع المسيح النهاردة؟ ومسح دموع المسيح ليس إلا من خلال التوبة الحقيقية. دموع التوبة هي القادرة أن تجفف دموع المسيح على كل نفس. ولا تجفف دموع المسيح فقط، بل أيضا تجعل المسيح وكل السمائيين في حالة فرح. بيقول الكتاب يكون فرح في الإيه؟ في السماء بخاطي واحد يتوب. احنا مش عايزين نيجي ونهيص زي بتاع أورشليم وبعد كده ننسى بمجرد ما نخرج من الكنيسة. لكن النهاردة عايزين نقول يا رب عايزين نمسح دموعك، عايزين نفرح قلبك. انت دايما مفرحنا واحنا دايما كسرين قلبك من جهتنا. عايزين نفرحك النهاردة، عايزين نمسح دموعك النهاردة، عايزين نمجدك النهاردة، عايزين نقول هنحفظ الهيكل بتاعك اللي هو جسدنا في نقاوة، في نظافة، في طهارة، في كرامة. اوعى توسخ الهيكل. ساعات الواحد يبص على الهيكل يلاقي في حاجة مش نظيفة يزعل، ازاي الهيكل يبقى في حاجة مش نظيفة وننظفه بسرعة؟ وبننسى ننظف الهيكل الحقيقي اللي هو احنا. نقي اولا داخل الكأس والايه والصحفة. النهاردة عايزين ننظف اللي جوه علشان المسيح نفرحه في هذا اليوم المجيد اللي هو بيفرح قلبنا كل يوم، له كل مجد وكرامة من الآن وإلى الأبد. آمين.